On January 17th, UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM presents our 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, collage, thunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound research, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@CITR.ca.
Old growth forests matter. Join us in supporting the Arasque's Fairy Creek blockade. Indigenous communities have been on the front lines of the logging disasters in BC, and we are calling on all land defenders to help us save the last of Canada's old growth forests. You can donate online through the Climate Justice UBC Instagram page and through QR codes on flyers that have been posted throughout campus. For donations of sleeping bags, blankets, and clothing, there will be collection bins at Sprouts Cafe, located in the basement of the Life Building, and at the Center for Interactive Research on Sustainability, located at 2260 West Mall. Donation pickups will happen on October 30th, November 13th, and November 27th. For more information, go to Climate Justice UBC on Instagram.
Hello, you are listening to Love Notes, and today we are broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is CITR 101.9, and I'm here with Naomi.
Welcome back, everyone. As you may know, every week we get a guest on, and we ask them to make a love note for someone that they love, dare I say.
Yes.
And this week we have an extremely special guest, and she is part of the lore of Love Notes in a way that no one else is.
Yeah, this week we have like an origin story almost, because this person was the first one who I ever made a love note for and led me to want to help other people around the world make love notes for their loves. You can introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bella. I'm Pika's best friend. Pika's my best friend. And I'm really excited to be here today.
I feel like I know you, Bella. For context, Pika made Bella a personalized podcast as a gift, and I thought that was such a charming idea, and I completely got myself on board without having to do any of the brainstorming, and so I'm very grateful for the love that you guys have, mm-hmm. and that it inspired Pika to do this very specific thing.
Yeah, and Bella's actually since made one for me, which was uber professional. I feel like it was maybe even scripted in some parts, or are you just that good?
I think the scripted parts that you might be referring to is when I would record unscripted and be like, that was terrible, and then I'd record it again. So it was originally not scripted, but I was repeating what I'd already said. Yeah.
This is our 26th time recording this.
Luckily not. We're now so profesh.
Since it's me and Bella, we've decided to like take this episode in a way that's a bit different, where we kind of want to both be dedicating it to our friendship, which is a little different, but we feel like we have the right to do it as the, you know, founder and
recipient. You guys are the creators.
Yeah.
You guys are the creators. So you do
if
what you
Bryn
like.
If Bryn can make one for a cabin, then we can do one for our friendship.
Agreed.
To each other.
I will also say that often the people who know us speak of us as one person. Mm-hmm. When I meet or when I see people who we went to school with now in my adult life, they not only ask how I'm doing, but they ask how Pika's doing. So
this leads us well into one of our first songs, which I won't introduce yet, but Bella and I met because we were both in an ensemble at our boarding school. We played Balkan music. Bella played trumpet and I played saxophone.
Balkan music?
Yes.
Is that something? I didn't go to school in North America. Is that something normal?
No.
That's really cool.
It was like actively trying to counter North American music traditions, I would say, that ensemble. Like,
let's go.
She was really the person who ran it, Melinda. She was trying to get us to learn to play things by ear. I remember playing in the dark as well.
So Balkan Ensemble is a place where we were also conflated as the same person. We were both, so it was 2 years of boarding school, and in your second year, you would like take on leadership roles of the clubs that we were in. And Pika and I decided to be joint leaders of Balkan Ensemble. There were these first years who joined the ensemble, and it was like at a time at the beginning of the year when people were joining. And so the story has it that this boy, Ellie? Yeah, this boy named Ellie. Ellie was in Balkan Ensemble at this point, and someone asked Ellie, like, who leads Balkan Ensemble? And he said, I don't know, either Bika or the girl who looks like her. And I believe I'm the girl who looks like her.
We don't know.
I think you're Bika.
Bika? Yeah. That's too good.
It was like a really strange time where, like, in our first year, no one thought we looked that similar. Like, we have different colored hair, we're different heights. There's just some dissimilarities in our appearance. But then in second year, there was another girl who came named Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
Bella, Isabel. And she looked kind of like an in-between of me and Bella. And, like, because she kind of, like, connected us, suddenly me and Bella looked really similar.
Yes.
And that's how we became, in addition to spending all of our time together, that was a contributing factor. We became, like, one entity, Bika.
Bika.
Yes.
I want to see Isabella now to see the spectrum of Pika to
we'll
Bika
show you.
To Isabella to Bella.
Yeah, we'll show you while we're listening to this next song.
Yes, the next song is called Belmont, and it's by the Yuri Unikov Ensemble. Please enjoy.
I'm learning new cultural music genres just hearing you guys' love note already. This is so exciting.
Yeah, we learned a lot of stuff from Balkan Ensemble. Like, I think in both of the years, we had a big conference and lots of people from, like, various things would come. But we would always attend the sessions that were held by, like, the Balkan musicians who would come. And they would teach us to dance, and they also taught us songs.
Yeah, so Yuri Unikov, who, that was his ensemble playing in that song, he and his band actually came to the conference in our second year, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyways, they came and did a workshop teaching us that song, Belmont, where they just would, like, Yuri, I think, played the saxophone. Mm-hmm. Is that right? And he would just play those lines, and we'd have to play them back at him, and he'd be, like, walking around. He's a very mm-hmm. intimidating, large man. And he'd, like, play his saxophone at you, and then you'd have to, like, play the line back, which was yeah. very intimidating. But it was super fun. And that just went on, and then they performed at the kind of, like, at the nighttime of the conference, and, like, everyone was dancing in these big circles. Mm-hmm. And there was a man playing the Doombeck who was quite attractive. He stole many hearts that night. Mm-hmm.
Doombeck boy
Doombeck
was
boy.
Our major crush.
What's Doombeck?
Oh, it's a it's the little drum that's like...
Okay, nice.
What yeah, a fantastical... suddenly when you're at international school, you start having a crush on Doombeck boy.
Yeah. Okay, I went to an international school and there were no Balkan music conferences.
No,
like, please let me go back in time. How yeah. magical.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a really fun time.
Yeah.
And that made... leaving extremely sad. Mm. Like, it was I think when 100 days before we graduated, it was like tradition for some people to put up signs that would say like 100 days left of being in Montezuma, 100 days left of the best friends you've ever made.
Incredible.
And then everyone would just be like super sad for the next 100 days, like trying to live it up as much as they can, also trying to study for IB exams. Was a very emotional time.
That clashes a lot. I think part of my success in high school, specifically with IB, is that I did not have any hot springs to run to,
yeah.
and I, in fact, did not have this kind of friendship. But I genuinely feel like I'm living vicariously through you. This is so fun. Is the next song connected to that time?
Yeah, so the next song is a song that I think I found. I was listening to music on Spotify, and it just, like, appeared. But this song seemed suspiciously to, like, match with how we were feeling at the time. And now we listen to it, what, like, 5 or 6 years later?
Yeah.
And it's cheesy and silly, but we would, like, genuinely cry to this song.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Santa Fe, so our school was in New Mexico. I don't think we said that.
Yeah.
Our school was in New Mexico, and so this song was called Santa Fe. And all of us had... traveled far. There were a couple people from New Mexico and from like the western United States, but most people had traveled pretty far from home to be at this school for 2 years. And then you like get thrown into this school and you're homesick, and then all of a sudden it's like time to go, and you're like, I'm gonna be homesick for this
mm-hmm.
school. And so this song, I think this person may have gone to our school at some time because it's very... it encapsulates that feeling.
Yeah, I can't speak to the lyrics. I don't really know the lyrics.
There's part that says, "Oh Santa Fe, you're such a far away from
yeah.
my home."
Okay.
And then you're like, "It's my home." But you'll hear it, don't worry. You don't have to take my word for it.
New Mexico, my home. Oh, it's so long. Next thing I know, she's in Mexico. Up the border in my SUV. She took all my money. My returns ripped open, but she had to see that I would always stay. Looks like I will anyway. Oh, Santa Fe. It's such a long way. It's further by the day. Oh, Santa Fe.
At first, I was thrown by the vibe, but by the end, I was in it with you guys. I was like, Santa Fe, guys. I remember, maybe this was the same for you, but Rivers and Roads is the most classic.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally internationally, summer schools I've been to, like, my high school, anytime I leave a group of people, it's like, a year from now, we'll all be gone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that's... hit us in the comments if you also listened to Rivers and Roads and cried with your friends at the end of whatever
we
era.
Had like a crazy tradition at UWC in both years when it was getting close to time to go. All of the second years were like, first years, get out of your, like, you're not allowed to be in the dorm right now. For like several weeks, they would like, there'd be hours where we weren't allowed in the dorm. And then one night they invited us all to the auditorium and they had like made like a movie for each dorm where they were like wearing our clothes and like in a funny
scary
way and like making fun of like how we act, but like in a nice, in like a kind way. So mine was like that I'm always wearing Patagonia.
No one knew what was going on. It was kind of terrifying.
But anyway, powerful. At the end of those movies, they played Rivers and Roads, and everyone started sobbing and hugging.
Yeah.
Because it's boarding school. The next day we went to school, and it was like we'd all stayed up until 3 a.m. sobbing or whatever. It was very weird. But that's just how it goes.
Also, in our second year, we had a first year who, like, played with fire. Like, he could do these, like, have you seen, like, at a circus or something, there's, like, a rod with two ends and there's fire and they're like throwing it around.
I have actually.
He did that like from day one. He arrived on campus and was doing this for us. And he did a little show with fire to Rivers and Roads at the end of the year.
That's super surreal. Okay, I feel like, that's always special. I wish I was someone who had a thing like that. Mm. Like in elementary school, it was like there's always a yo-yo person. Mm. And I don't have something like that.
Bella,
I don't have
had something.
What is it?
Her Triller videos.
Oh, there that also, there's a segment of the movie where they just expose people that has nothing to do with this thing where they dress up like you. And they played a bunch of my Triller videos because someone leaked them.
What is Triller?
It was like a knockoff TikTok, kind of, where you like film yourself dancing to the same song like five times and then it mixes up the dances. And so then that she became known for that. I think she was ahead of the curve.
I
want to
see a Triller video.
But, like, TikToks weren't really a thing then.
Yeah. So we left UWC. Mm-hmm. We cried. I went to visit Pika in Alberta. Mm-hmm. That was great. And so began our long-distance friendship, which has carried on strong. But the first year of university, so we leave UWC, we have a summer And then we get thrown into the world of university. And one way that we, like, kept in contact was by sending songs and making shared playlists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we, like, dug up our first year playlist, PB. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So we dug up this song, Play It Right by Koala, from there. And we chose it because it was on that first year playlist, but also because Koala has become, like, one of our shared liked bands, I would say. Definitely, it's always in my top five Spotify artists.
Koala is also a band that, like, I tend to listen to on airplanes because it kind of makes you feel like you're, like, going off on an adventure a little bit to me. Because we're a long-distance friendship, like, I often am, like, on a very long plane before I see Pika. And I like to listen to Koala. They have other songs, too, that, like, Ticket to Ride, that is very much like I'm on an airplane right now. I recently met someone who also listens to Koala on airplanes.
Really?
His name is Alex Hoffman. Shout out.
Shout out to Alex Hoffman. Yeah, so the song is called Play It Right by Koala.
I weigh heavy on your conscience. And time is of the essence. So tell me what the story is.
That song is, it feels like such a comfort to me to listen to, but it also brings back some memories of pretty hard times. I think I was pretty lonely in my first year, and then it went straight into COVID. Mm. And so songs like that, I still love them, and they brought me comfort at the time, but I also don't like being plunged back into that feeling of needing their comfort. But just thinking of, like, tough first year and stuff, tough COVID, not having, like, my support buddy, Bella, there for a long time because we couldn't, like, fly to see each other. So when we finally could, I went to North Carolina, which I don't, can't remember what was August, I think.
Yeah, I think it was August.
Yeah, and it was still, like, I had to go through all of the, like, get all the testing and stuff. It was still, like, masks, still worried that I would get COVID and not be able to come back to Canada, but we were like, it's worth it. And I went to, stayed at Bella's parents' house. We ate, like, all of the food that she'd always raved about while we were eating, like, the bad cafeteria food at UWC, and, like, it was so good. And then we drove to the Outer Banks, and we went swimming at the beach. We ate her dad's famous fish fry.
Yum.
Her brother did card tricks, and we listened to good music, and just, like, what we remember from that trip is, like, really good food, really fun times, and being, like, absolutely exhausted because we would stay up as late as possible and get up as early as possible and just to, like, get the most of each other.
I also remember the last night of that trip. Pika had to leave at some ungodly hour, like 3 a.m. or something. So I, like, slept in the bed with her and it was, like, very, I don't know, I feel like I was, like, going in your room to say goodnight, and I was like, you know, it might just be easier if I just stayed here. And so we just, like, rolled out of bed and left, and that was, like, a hard goodbye, as they always are, but, like, that one was extra hard because we were both, we both stayed home for the year of COVID and did school online. So we were coming out of school at home with our families after, like, 3 years of not living with our families to go back to, like, the big bad school.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, I brought it back dark again. Anyways, this next song is, like, not a dark song. Yeah. It's a very fun song that we were listening to in the car on the way to the beach, most memorably to me. Mm-hmm. So it was me, my brother Fred, and Pika in the car driving to meet my dad, who was at the beach already. And this song, it was kind of like we hadn't listened to this song for a while. And then it came on and we knew, like, all the words. And my brother was like, what?
Talented musician brother was like, what is this obscene song? But I could overcome my inhibitions for this song.
So this song is called PDA.
It's by Scott Help.
Your mama was a doctor, mama was a fire alarm, Eastern European, I'm gonna miss you when you're gone, cause you know I like the view, every single time I look at you, there is a kind of proper, raise you like a soldier girl, but I know you're softer, why you looking so concerned, I know you don't like PDA. Just for now, I think that it's okay. So hold me close and kiss me now in the fake Grand Central, hair tied up with a broken pencil. Couple next to ya says go get a hotel room. Guess they never felt this way. So disapproving, they don't like what we're doing. We don't have no time to waste. Says a little PDA. Just a little PDA. Get you in the bedroom and you set the world on fire, but outside of your cocoon it's like I'm just another guy, because you're so preoccupied, why you think that stranger's gonna mind if you come a little closer, forget about your suitcase babe, cause you know when we're older we're gonna laugh about today. Soon you'll be so far away, and I'm just gonna have to sublimate. If you can't say it, write a letter kind of confidential, sign your name with a broken pencil. Couple next to ya says go get a hotel room. Guess they never felt this way. So just a little PDA.
I just need a memory to sustain me, cause I get so crazy worried that you'll go and replace me. So show me with an action that on the train you won't get plastered and hook up with some model slash actor in the bathroom. All that I need is confirmation by making a scene in the station before they call. Tell the children to look away, you'll be on the train rolling away, rolling away.
I was throwing my hands up in the air, feeling like I was in the car on the way to the beach. Yeah. Wish that was me now. It's absolutely miserable outside.
Yeah, but it was such a beautiful moment. It was so hot in North Carolina. All of Bella's warnings about like going for a walk and just sweating through every single thing that you're wearing, they were all true. But it was, I also saw fireflies for the first time, so it was completely worth it.
Magic.
To transition into the next song. I went to North Carolina, went back to UBC. It was in person again. That was tough. And while I was at UBC doing things in person, I met a person who I thought was pretty cool and developed a crush on them. He was posting stuff on Facebook. You know, Facebook quickly learns who you have a crush on and starts showing you those things. And so I kept seeing like, oh, like, concert for crush's brother, and then so I thought like gotta do the research or whatever.
So the
gonna listen.
The brother
is a musician. Yeah,
your crush's brother.
Yeah, it's like, I guess my research was pretty in depth at this point, but I was curious and I wanted to listen to it, and then I was like, unfortunately, like I actually really like this music, like now I really want to listen to it all the time, but I'm like, is this going to be really weird for my Spotify Wrapped? Like, I don't know. Like, this could really mess things up. Turn off, see what your friends are playing. But I was like, I really love this music. And so, of course, because I loved it, I, like, shared it with Bella with this whole caveat.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, this is going to be, like, a little, like, very independent artist. Love it. But, like, usually you need, like, some personal connection to start getting really into this. So I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to this, but I don't know if I'm going to like it. And Pika's right. Like, this is really good. Like, this is really good music. It's, like, folky in a way that, like, reminds me of home, but it's also speaking to our age group, I feel like, in a really nice way. But anyways, Pika sends it. I'm like, okay, I like this song. Yes, this is, like, this is good music. This is
you're not delusional in your crush.
You're not just like down a wormhole right now.
Well, you are, but it's
not,
a good
not
one.
Just.
You're in a very like homey and well-decorated wormhole right now. And I kind of forgot about the song. Mm-hmm. And time passes, and it's the end of our, what is that, third year of university? And it's like May. I've had a ticket booked to go see Pika in Vancouver for a while. Getting excited about that trip, but also deciding to make some major life changes.
Yeah.
Woo!
That were sad.
That were sad. Yeah. I, in May, decided to like end my very, very, very long-term relationship. And I decided to end it when I was visiting that person, because that was also a long distance relationship. I had planned a lovely trip where I was going to go to Michigan, and then I was going to take the flight from Michigan to Vancouver because that made it easier than just flying straight from North Carolina. I'm not a very spontaneous person, and usually like my things are like well planned. Like, Pika knows what to expect from me, mm-hmm. but I had to fly to Pika a couple days earlier than I said I would. Mm-hmm. And I came to Vancouver, and I was also, like, about to leave to go to Germany for a summer. another thing that's kind of unusual for me. And so I was like, I'm just making all of these changes at one time. And then it was just nice to like come see Pika, mm-hmm. who has like, my friendship has changed in some ways, but has like been there for like a long, long time. So like, I was like, this is like the right time for me to be with Pika for a week. Mm-hmm. Pika made me 2 playlists, I think, at this time. Pika made me 1 playlist for when I was flying from Michigan to Vancouver. That was like very sweet because I was like crying in customs yet again. And then the second playlist was like once I was in Germany. It was like my Germany playlist. Mm-hmm. And I was about to say the name of the playlist, and then it escaped me because it's this really like long German word.
Waldensamkeit
or something.
It means like wanderlust. I was like, words in German, and then found one that worked.
Yes. And so this song, do you remember which playlist it was on? It was on one of them. Maybe the one that once I was in Germany.
Yeah.
And so this song came up again then, and I forgot about it again after that. It gave me solace, and then I was like, okay, I'm doing well again. I don't need to listen to Big Lake Lullaby. And then my last year of university was the best one yet. Mm-hmm. I met a new love.
Yeah.
And I now am listening to this song yet again. Mm-hmm. It comes up in my life like at times when I need it most, yeah. I'd say.
What does he... The toiling mind?
Your toiling mind. Like he starts by saying like... rest your toiling mind, basically, which is we both have toiling minds.
Yeah. Who better to deliver that message than
Pika's crush's
brother,
Sam Tudor?
Name drop.
Everyone soothed?
Yes. I would listen to that regardless of what rabbit hole I was taken down. I completely understand how you were like, this is bigger than my crush.
Yeah.
Bella
needs
this song.
I had to overcome any social pressures to not listen to good songs.
Yes. Yes.
But I feel like I should also say that Bella breaking up with her boyfriend, going to Germany, I think I covered this in, like, her own private podcast that I made for her, but I was very worried and proud of her at the same time. Yeah. It was, like, a huge leap after COVID and everything, and it paid off. You had, like, I don't know, you're just doing so amazingly well, and you had an amazing year after Germany, and it gave you so much confidence and freedom to do what you want.
What were you doing in Germany?
I was doing research in Germany.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was really cool. I had a good time. It was scary, though. Like, Pika telling me that she was proud of me was, like, important. Because I was like, everyone goes abroad. Like, everyone does this kind of thing. And then I went there and I was like, this is so hard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
People do not tell you. I'm sorry. Me and my really dear, dear friend, like, we met both on exchange. Because we both went to UBC and we both went to the school. Oh. And we didn't know each other. And we looked at each other so many times and we're like, this is so painful. Like, this is so much harder than people tell you. And also, like, it's way more of a lottery than people tell you. It's like choosing a new school all over again, because is it the kind of school where in the cafeteria everyone's, like, super open? Or is it the kind of school where no one goes on camp? Like, I wish I'd had, like, a mentor, a study abroad. If anyone needs that, we can actually provide it from our knowledge. Because you just, there's so many more factors than we even considered, and I was so homesick. So I'm glad that it did turn out well for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I think people, like, afterward, you, like, glaze over it. Like, when you're on, like, a backpacking trip, and it's so hard, and some days you're like, why did I decide to do this? But then at the end, it's, like, the best thing you've ever done. Mm. Because, like, part of the, like, pain of it was, like, oh, I can actually handle that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, resting your feet after that pain is, like, extra nice. But the research was cool, and people were, like, very welcoming. And I, like, traveled solo for the first time to different cities, which also people glamorize that, too. And it can be, like, really awesome, but it can also be, like, lonely and your feet hurt and stuff, but it's good. So,
and Bella's really smart, by the way. That's why she went to do research in Germany.
Someone had to say it.
Yeah, Bella, super smart. And I think that our next song, it's by Dan and Drum, and I think that's an artist who emerged during Germany time.
I think so. I don't remember when Dan and Drum came into our lives, but they, like, genuinely make me laugh. Yeah. Like, they're hilarious. Like, it's fun to have music that's, like, actually hilarious. Mm-hmm. You should look at their album cover art too, because it's really disturbing. And yeah, their music is, like, uplifting and kind of, like, quirky and, like, weird. Like, it doesn't sound like much other things that I've listened to, but I do believe it emerged that summer. You were working in the wetland, in the marsh, at that summer? What summer was that for you?
I think I was doing GIS, wasn't I?
Oh, you said started co-op.
Yeah.
So when I was, all this talk about me, and also forgets that Pika started her co-op year that summer, which was also really cool, to take a year off and then try, like, a bunch of different things and, like, live. You're just, like, adulting for a year while you thought you might be in school and then coming back to do last year now. So do you also remember this song from that summer?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yippee-ki-yay. Right, like the cowboy. Chose? Yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay, high five. A lady coming in my life. Give me 1 minute. I'ma find a pretty patio off of the side. And we're killing some time. But they're never gonna find me. I'm hiding. Give me 9 lives. Give me 1 shot. I'll be sitting pretty in the saddle outside. Every time there's a 50-50 chance that the sun's hot. You know I'm the one, though. Born in the 1999. Five, a lady coming in my life. Give me 1 minute, I'ma find a pretty.
Did anyone else think they sounded like two mosquitoes?
I did. They do.
But we actually found out that only one of them is singing, like,
oh,
Dan.
Oh, yeah. And the other one, it's called Dan and Drum. His name is not Drum.
It's just...
He plays the drums.
You know, if there had been money to it, I think I could have guessed it. You know, like, I think I could have told you that person was going to play drums.
You were thinking. Yeah. You were thinking.
We were not.
Like, that's a cool name.
I mean, okay, for those who have listened to other episodes, we have a tradition where right before the last song, which is now a clock, the guest speaks directly through the medium of the podcast to the recipient of the love note. Mm-hmm. But I can't help but notice that you guys are both in the room right now, here together.
Yeah, I just noticed the same thing. What do we do?
We'll have to shake it up a little bit. I think we can... You still must speak directly to each other, because if what is more direct than this moment now? But what kind of message are we sending?
A love note message? A message of general love and gratefulness?
Do it.
Okay. Bella, if you're listening right now, which I hope you are, I love you a lot. Going through this whole... picking music and talking about it has made me feel very emotional and very thankful. You were really there for me through UWC and then in all of the years after, in a way that it's crazy that our friendship has been apart, like a long distance friendship, longer than we were together, and somehow it's still strong. I feel like that's pretty rare and amazing. I'm thankful for all of the times when we were sharing music and texting each other every day, but I'm also so happy that we are both in different places, at least for now. We can always go back to supporting each other every day if we have to, but for now, I think there's been a real turning point ever since we listened to Big Lake Lullaby by Sam Tudor, and we are just a lot happier. We're independent. You are, like, impressing me so much with your work and your certainty of what to do in the future with, like, your career. It's very admirable. I'm very jealous. Obviously, you'll have to go before this, but I think that the next song, it sums up my feelings, where I'm like, go get it. Like, you are ready. Where, like, I'm here when you need me, and I'm here when you can come for a week, but like, you're doing great. So keep going and getting it.
Thank you, Pika. I love you very much. I'm so grateful that, first of all, that we were so close in UWC when we could see each other every day, and when you'd come into my room and, like, sit on my bed and we'd watch stuff and spend pretty much, like, every hour we could together. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for all of the times after that you were also in my bed, but also on the phone, and the time that, like, I answered the phone with that tiny hand on my finger, like just to still have someone who I can laugh with and someone who inspires me. I feel like every time I visit you and then I leave, I genuinely feel like I learned something. You're incredibly smart, and it's like an intelligence that's like geared towards making the world better. And I think that's like something that people say, but I really think that like you have that in your heart, and I really like that. And I've said this before to you, I don't know if you remember, but like when my brother got the chance to be alone with me, like when you were visiting for that week, the first thing he said was like, she knows so much. Just because, like, everything you say is something that, like, is something I didn't know before. And it's usually funny. And I love that. I'm really happy for you. I've gotten to see this week some, like, pure joy. I feel like, like, when you know someone and you love someone, you feel, like, jealous of the people that get to see them every day. Mm-hmm. And you feel like they're taking it for granted. But seeing, like, some of those people... Now, this week, I know they're not taking you for granted, and I'm really happy. I'm very happy for you. I'm happy for us. And I think that now that we're, like, adults, we're going to see each other a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the next song is called Go Get It by Dominique Fils-Aimé. Go, go.
A brand new day has come. Seems like a brand new day. A brand new day has come for you. Plus rien ne t'arrête. Plus rien ne t'arrête. Que ta vie soit une fête.
Plus rien ne t'arrête.
Que des joies sans tempête. T'arrête.
A comforting song. Mm-hmm. Makes me feel good about the future.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing that I've gathered from hearing you guys talk, which has been such a pleasure, by the way, you guys are the cutest, and I've heard so much about you, Bella. It's so fun to see you guys in action. But yeah. It's
She's
just
as
that,
good as I said.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've gathered that you guys just have a really exciting long friendship ahead of you. Like, mm-hmm. This is really the beginning, and like, it's amazing that you lived, you know, it, obviously in a very intimate way in those 2 years where you got to see each other. But, like, I just have no doubt that this is, mm-hmm. You guys are a forever kind of love, and that's really special.
Mm-hmm.
They don't all have to be forever, but this one's going to be. That's,
yeah,
it's
really
awesome. I think
so, too. Thanks, Naomi.
Thank you guys for listening, if you do.
Yeah, thank you. And if you have listened to all of the episodes, like a couple of people that we've met now, don't be afraid to tell us and get on the show.
Yeah, you we need to come that. On. It's your turn.
It's your turn. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Do Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today. Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Nostalgia for Mars, water locked in the